This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack's little selection for 2:30. Is it going to be 2:30 grunge or 2:30 90s?
Well, probably 90s because you get offended by the grunge thing.
I don't get offended.
We got to be selective with the grunge bands.
Yes.
So I feel like 90s probably makes more sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
90s to 2:30. It's not that catchy.
I know.
But whatever. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We'll get Rod to get the, the catchy name.
Yeah, fire up the alliteration for Rod.
Real quick, Spike.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of news here.
Uh-oh.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Well, in my mentions, it sounds, seems like Fritz is right.
No. So,
well, dead right, actually, is what a lot of people are saying.
No. Yes. Because that is not how, I'm not going to send the link to everyone, but you should look up the Pew Research article on how generations work.
Dude, why don't you take your little Pew Research and shove it? I mean, was it MIT nonsense like your boy Daryl was at?
Generations do not work with a hard start and stop date for years.
I agree. I'm just telling you, they're technically two different generations.
No, there is no, you're saying technically, there is no technically in this.
Well,
there's no.
Started on January 1st.
No, okay, by who? Who named it that? Who set the date?
Trump.
Right. Okay. Yes. There's no one that sets dates. It is more.
I see what this is. So this is actually by dates, huh?
Well, the links that they are sending is
right.
By dates, but that is not how generations work.
Not how I've always thought that it works.
It is not how it works. It's just everyone.
How do you have takes on
I have takes on everything. How to say hello to me.
I was going
to
say, you haven't figured that out yet?
No, yes. I know. No, I know.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Big takes at all times.
Well, the other take I had. Twitter question. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's are looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question, Ike. I want you to tell me how people answered. Is it fair to label McNabb and Embiid as the face of losing in Philadelphia?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I would say I think the majority of people don't feel that way, so I'm going to say no.
What's the number?
I'll go 58% no.
55% no.
Okay.
It was 50-50 a minute ago.
Okay.
Literally a minute ago.
Okay.
And this comes from Elliot asked a question on Twitter yesterday, the day before. Which player in Philly sports history do you most associate with winning and losing? And for losing, the answer was not unanimous, but very close. It was Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid, which to me is crazy. We've had a lot of losing around here, and those guys were not around for most of it. They didn't fulfill the expectations we had, but they should not. It's unfair to paint them as the face of losing. 215-592-9494. And next question today, it is, Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday. So give us somebody who is famous and has three names. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. Corey. Wow. Corey gets beat by Aaron.
We had on Space Mountain.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he gets beat, but maybe he's in It's a Small World after all. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, guys? And again, I'm at the DMV.
So, do you live at the DMV, CJ? I mean, holy cow.
Oh, man. So you would notice this because, you know, your parents probably still changing your tires. But when you buy
only
a car,
once,
sometimes you got to, you know, get things done a different type of way. And this is one of those times. But speaking of the different generations, Spike, with your takes, you are a boomer. Because you just like, you can't speak to me this way. You can't do this way. Jack, you're wrong. Even if you got encyclopedia saying, hey, what generations break down? It's like,
nah.
It's a grief, guy.
I am firmly Gen X. I guess I do have
are firmly. When you say firmly, that makes you a boomer. That means get off my lawn. Don't say. Remember when you first came in? Don't speak on. Don't ask us how we're doing on the radio.
Don't even say hi.
Yeah, well,
like, dude, it took me a while to start calling. I was like, man, who is this dude? Like, what? Because daddy got him in the radio. Nah, just,
you know what it is, CJ? Like, I have high expectations for everyone. I want to bring out the best in you. And that's what I'm here for.
I don't know. But hey, it's all love now. You know what I'm saying?
All right, good.
But with the question about the losing, I feel like once we won the Super Bowl, everything should have been forgiven for everybody. And I am a guy, came in with Randall, not winning then, but then we got McNabb, and it was like, great. But then we didn't win, so it was this horrible thing. If we want to, I hate to do this because I'm not a guy that blames Andy, but if you want to blame the losing, blame it on Andy. Blame it on Chip. Blame it on Sammy Two Sleeves. Like, let
blame it on me.
Be the first.
Blame it on Ike.
Finally. Let's address the elephant in the room.
Yes.
I never say blame it on Ike. You can blame it on alcohol like he painted it, but we're not blaming it on people who I love as players. Now, they didn't get it done the way we wanted, but is this so much other stuff to where it's to a point where once we won, we should have, like, you know what? Let's build a wall around all our players and let them be our guys. And that's how I am with my team. These are my guys. Even if they didn't make it all the way,
right,
I cheer for them, and I'm not turning my back on them just because, put it this way, when it comes to other franchises, dealing with other franchises, are you going to say, we suck? No, you're going to go to bat for them. So if I'm going to go to bat for them, why am I going to trash them on a national radio station in front of everybody and say, yeah, you're a loser? No, that's not how I'm going to do it. I blame it on Chip, because Chip got rid of one of my favorite running backs. I'll never forgive.
Yeah, well, Chip like, actively, like, almost ruined the franchise.
Yeah.
Chip was big problem in the franchise.
Yeah.
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 You got rid of an all-world running back for a broke linebacker. Like, come on. And then got a guy with two sleeves that helped me look like he was a bobblehead.
Man.
What are you doing, man? Dude, I was so embarrassed to be Eagles.
And like, got rid of our GM.
Right. Dude, put him in the back in charge of equipment.
Hire Jeff Stoutland.
Depressing.
Okay, that's right.
That's the only thing he did.
Jack wants to remind us of that, yes.
Yeah, he did hire Jeff Stoutland.
People forget that.
I love Stoutland University. I believe him so much that while I let Howie kind of mess up, but like, hey, you bring it in another offensive lineman, hey. Send him to Stoutland University.
All right, send him to Stoutland U.
More important to the Eagles' success the last 15 years. Okay. Stoutland or Howie?
Stoutland.
I was going Stoutland.
Or Howie, 215.
Because when Howie wasn't drafting good, we knew we could believe in one thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Stoutland.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
We had people like freaking Matthews running behind that line looking like, oh, man, we finna. It doesn't matter what happened.
Wow, I forgot about Ryan Matthews.
Yeah. Hey,
all right, CJ.
So, hey y'all have a great one.
All right. The other thing that I was going to complain about real quick is...
Add it to the list.
Well, when somebody says, how you doing, just say good. Just say good. Don't say anything that is going to require another response out of me.
Is this about someone that works here?
It might be... No.
It's not?
No.
Like, it could be.
I could be. It could be. It's not specifically.
Sure.
It's just like...
sometimes when you ask him out, it turns into a life story.
It actually wasn't about that. It's just more like when somebody says, how are you doing? Hey, how you doing? Just in passing. They don't actually want to know. You know, so you can either say good or great, or you could just say, how you doing? But don't say nothing deeper than that. Don't say, you know, I can't complain, you know, don't get...
Hold on, that's one of my sayings.
Do you know why I can't deal with I can't complain?
Why?
Because then I go, nobody would care if you did, right? Then we got to have a whole thing.
That is usually a
I don't want a whole thing. I want you to acknowledge my existence. I want a hello. But if somebody gives you, how are you doing? Just be like, it's good. That's it. Let them move on.
You're on one today, brother. Yes.
I am. Well,
we're not talking about the house stuff you got going on.
Let's not.
You requested, begged, I would say, to get Mount Rushmore back just to complain more.
Yes, so about something else.
You are in a complaining mood.
He's on one today.
I am. You know, you're not going to complain when you call guy to door and window. When you go guy to, there will be no complaining. The only complaining is from your family because it's been years that you should have replaced those old drafty windows and you didn't do it. Wah, wah, wah. Well, they're right. So if you do go Guida, and I'm going to tell you why it's even better now to do it, you're going to have all of the advantages of brand new energy efficient windows and doors. Advantage number one, your energy bills are going to go down because you're going to keep the heat out or the cold out, depending on whether it's summer or winter. The value of your home is going to go up. Take it from me as somebody who just sold a house. If you tell people brand new windows and doors, that is a selling point. And it's just going to be more comfortable. And Guida is going to make it more comfortable for you. Interest-free financing. So depending on the size of your project, zero down, 0% interest for up to 36, even 72 months. 72 months is 6 years of low monthly payments with no interest. And on top of all of that, they're going to give you 20% off everything, every single energy efficient window and door. There is a minimum purchase. Restrictions apply. Financing is subject to credit approval. It is for a limited time. So what I want you to do is call Guida today. You'll get all of the details. 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule a free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus is finally on WIP.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, C? We at Animal Kingdom today?
Nah, we at Hollywood Studios. I'm trying to enjoy a good time. You know, people blowing me up, saying people mentioning me, you know, on it. Like, it's like, come on, man. Like, I'm past that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time for that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he was just acknowledging that he was first on the show today.
Right. He was giving you respect. You flew all the way from Kentucky to Orlando.
That's good. That's good. You know, when KD won them championships, they still ain't love him as much as they love Steph. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know what I mean? You know, they ain't love LeBron as much as they love Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, they get respect, though. Hey, but look, this is a dumb topic. McNabb is a winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, no offense to Ike, but because Ike was not a bum, so I'm not saying that.
Oh,
but
I appreciate
McNabb
it.
McNabb played with a lot of bums at receiver. You know what I'm saying? I say it.
Those are my teammates, man. Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's the best quarterback in franchise history, right?
Hey, man, you know, top two quarterback in franchise history. You know what I'm saying?
Best.
You know what I'm saying? He's top two. So it's like when you sit up here and Joel Embiid the same. Like, I mean, the Sixers ain't win no championship. They can't get out of the second round. But he won a lot of regular season games. Now, y'all, I know y'all be listening to Facility, right? Listen. I'm
starting to get into him a little bit more.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Listen, I actually watched today. It was kind of good today.
I see the clips online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really all you need.
Right, yeah.
That's all you need.
The more Shady McCoy talk, man, the more I'm starting to feel like Chip Kelly had a point, man. The way he was talking about Micah, how he's talking about he the star player on the team. Like, he be there. When he be there, I'm going to show up. I can do what I want to do. The rest of y'all fall in line. Like,
right.
What?
Yes, Shady does have, he exudes his star power on the show, yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Because he's on the show with a bunch of role players,
yes,
right? Yeah,
yes.
So he is the resident star.
Right, he is the resident
cool.
star.
Yeah.
That's
well,
cool, but we had a lot of stars that hasn't won. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
15,
yep.
So Shady, like, I get you parade around with them two rings, but let's not act like you was the lead back on them rings.
Yeah,
like,
so now he got two rings. Yeah, I forgot about that.
You just got two?
Yeah. Chiefs and the Bucks.
Oh, I forgot he was on the Bucks.
Yeah, well, so did he. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you wasn't Saquon Barkley or nothing like that. So, like, let's not act like you was carrying a load like that, bro, on the championship team. Like, and I love Shady, but it's like, that's disrespectful to your teammates when you say stuff like that. Everybody got time. Everybody's time is important. And when you be like, oh, like, well, I do what I want to do.
Right.
Y'all fall in line. That ain't how it works on the team. So when you all talk about losing, him, D-Jack, them type of attitudes, that's the least in the past 20, 25 years. That's the least successful part of Eagles football, that era right there. So, I mean, you want to talk about losing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fair. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, that's the one thing I always say about Shady's, that era, including him, he doesn't have the postseason moments.
No,
there are no postseason moments there.
We romanticized that era a little bit too much.
First, they were great players.
Fun moments, players. Yeah.
Corey, give us somebody for next question today. Somebody who's has three names, famous with three names.
Man, what you talking about? Three names? We just talking about ESC, baby.
All right, there you go. Yeah, there you go. All right. Elliott Shore Parks. There we go.
When we had the Vic, Jackson, Macklin, McCoy.
Well,
come on, man, that was pretty good.
So fun.
The thing about Corey brings up
that was exciting football. We didn't win, but it was exciting regular season football.
Well, I think Corey brings up an interesting point about Shady and Deshaun and Chip.
Yeah.
So I think it is fair to say maybe Chip had a point about the habits of those guys.
Sure.
But Chip was not the guy to get them out of those habits, right? Like, he tried to use that college, everybody just does exactly what I say.
Yeah.
Chip didn't have, the emotional intelligence to figure out how to get to those guys. He may have been right that those guys were late all the time and weren't as committed to winning as they wanted. He may have been right about that. What he was wrong about is how he decided to handle that, right? And how quickly he decided to cut the cord with both those guys.
The biggest thing he was wrong about, he tried to micromanage grown men.
Right,
and that's what you can't do.
Right.
That's what makes Nick Sirianni very good at what he does.
Yes.
You think there aren't some loose cannons on the team?
Of course.
That need to be corralled every once in a while, and you don't see it get too far out of hand, and you don't see Nick trying to get rid of guys or Howie trying to get rid of guys, because there's a way that you can connect with those guys.
Well, the thing is that the people like Deshaun or Shady, they're motivated by two things, really, is money and being famous, success. So what the goal to get to those guys is to show them that the things that you tell them will get them there.
Yeah.
Right. So I think Nick does that. Nick, in his way, doesn't push his way on those guys, but gives them an avenue to say, hey, if you follow my lead a little bit, you're going to be more successful than you were, and you're going to get more of everything that you want.
Yes.
Chip tried to do it with Iron Fist stuff.
It ain't going to work.
Dude, that's why.
It ain't going to work.
As much as people talk about Pat Riley and the Heat, he at this point, they are having Pat Riley being in charge of the Heat does more to hurt the Heat than help the Heat, because nobody wants that anymore.
Right.
Nobody wants my way or the highway.
Let me ask you this though.
Yeah,
and I totally get that, but is some of that on the players of today?
Well, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is, but the reality of being in charge is this is what you're dealing with. So
sure,
you can't
sacrifice your entire culture for guys who want to disrupt what you believe, because everybody doesn't have the talent of that guy. So a structure and the right culture helps the guys like an Ike Reese.
Yes.
Right? I don't have the talent of a Saquon Barkley or a Shady McCoy. So those guys can sort of do that, but you can't let those guys ruin your entire culture.
I agree, but his job is to get the best guys to buy in. That's what it is.
Right.
And I think, because you're not, no offense, you're not going to win a championship with a team full of grinders.
Oh, I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So the goal isn't to treat the star like a grinder. The goal is to get the star to act like a grinder. Do you know what I mean?
The
best way isn't by saying, got to be back by 9 o'clock, got to do this.
Totally agree.
Your friends can't come on the plane. There got to be rules.
Well, friends on the plane.
Well, you know what I mean.
There's some things I can't, you can bend on, but you just can't let the players run everything.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So even though Chip got rid of Shady and those guys, at the same time, I don't know if I want Shady leading my team.
Absolutely.
And DJ, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got to have the right leaders in place to help those guys.
Yes.
I think we're seeing
sort of the same thing. Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is one thing that I think Nick does is that, and I think Doug did this, too.
Yeah, Doug was good at it, too.
You have a better chance of a player leading that guy or having that responsibility than you doing it. So empowering the players, a great player who acts the way you want, empowering him to get the other guys to follow is a lot easier than, like, Pat Riley's 80 years old and Chip, you know, like, those guys don't relate. They can't speak that language.
I agree. It made me think of Coach Larry Brown, too. I think that's why he wore on people after a while. It works for a little bit, but then it just wears people down after a while.
Well, Doug Collins was the same way. Not as great a coach as Larry Brown, but same thing, you know. And by the way, coaches like that tend to get the most out of the least talented players, but don't get the most out of the most talented players.
That's fair.
All right. Coming up next, we'll get Elliot's take, because Elliot was the one that Elliot gave us a topic today. Believe it or not, Elliot was the one that tweeted this. He tweeted, which player in Philly sports history do you associate most with winning and losing? And the losing answers were almost all Joel Embiid and Donovan McNabb. This is why people think about Philly.
I haven't heard his answer yet, by the way.
Well, I'm sure it'll somehow make me angry or whatever. Oh. So Elliot is next. I have not heard it either. And we'll get the latest on the Eagles with Elliot as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.